More changes are coming for the New York Giants as they get ready to kick off the John Harbaugh era. First order of business for John Harbaugh, bring in an elite coaching staff, and that's something that he's already getting to work on. We've seen reports about Todd Monken, his OC in Baltimore, potentially joining his staff with the New York Giants. John Harbaugh mentioned that there's a few other details to work out. Monken's got some head coaching interviews, so we'll see if that happens, but it does sound like he wants Monken to join him with the New York Giants, and he probably will. But defensive coordinator, that's a big question. Who will Harbaugh hire in that spot? Because he's had a lot of different DCs in his time, and there's currently a short list of potential candidates that he's considering, but no interview requests put in just yet until last night. Last night, the New York Giants reportedly put in a request to interview Vikings passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach Durante Jones for their defensive coordinator position, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Now, Jones has also already interviewed in person with the Cowboys and the Jets for their DC positions, so there is some competition here. Plus, the New York Giants also have some interest in other candidates like Anthony Weaver, who we've discussed in the past, Jim Leonard we've discussed as well. So we're going to break down all those other candidates in the coming days. But now that they have officially requested to interview Durante Jones, I figured I'd jump on here, dive into him pretty quickly, and discuss what that hiring could potentially mean for the New York Giants. Plus, side topic of today that I want to kind of dive into before we get deeper into Durante Jones, the New York Giants are making big time changes to their facilities. The Giants practice and training facility is undergoing significant renovations to the locker room, weight room, and cafeteria, according to Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. And they made sure to show John Harbaugh all the details and the blueprints while recruiting him into the organization. And they feel as though this could be a big recruitment point and retention point for players. They think they'll attract more players in free agency, impress more draft prospects, and when these players are due for new contracts to go into free agency, they think it'll help them retain some of these players. So, pretty important news there, and the context behind it before we dive into Durante Jones just on the Giants facilities. In the NFLPA team report cards last year, the New York Giants ranked 31st in the nutritionist slash dietitian department, meaning that they significantly needed to improve their cafeteria. Their locker room was described as outdated with insufficient space and aging recovery equipment like the hot and cold tubs. And while their weight room was generally well regarded in terms of coaching staff, the physical space was becoming cramped for a modern 90-day roster. So it was just out of date. The Giants haven't renovated at all since they kind of introduced it over 10 years ago, so now they're due for a change, and that's what they're getting. A completely revamped, renovated, and state-of-the-art training facility, new locker room, new cafeteria, all of it completely gutted and made state-of-the-art. One of the attraction points for John Harbaugh, and among the attraction points that will be here for upcoming free agents. Very excited about this and do think this is a necessary and important change for the Giants to make. But let's go ahead, waste no more time. Let's talk about Durante Jones. I'm Anthony Rivardo. This is Fireside Giants. And today we're discussing Durante Jones as a top defensive coordinator option for the New York Giants. So what's some of the context and background that you need to know about Durante Jones? First and foremost, I think this is important. He's never been an NFL defensive coordinator before. Now, like I said, currently with the Minnesota Vikings, he is a passing game coordinator. So he handles that side of the ball, or that portion of that side of the ball, in tandem, of course, with the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings, Brian Flores. Now, that's also a key point here. He's worked under Brian Flores, but he hasn't just worked under Brian Flores. In fact, he's worked under a lot of great coaches throughout his coaching career. So Durante Jones has been coaching since 2001. He's got over 20 years of coaching experience. Now, some of that was graduate assistant, some of that was high school defensive coordinator, but he got his big break really coaching in college as an assistant head coach at Bowie State in 2005. Eventually works through the college ranks for a while, was at Wisconsin in 2015, goes over to Miami Dolphins in 2016 and 17 as an assistant defensive backs coach, then is with the Cincinnati Bengals for two seasons as a cornerbacks coach, then with the Vikings in 2020 as a DBs coach, becomes the LSU defensive coordinator in 2021. That's his only defensive coordinator experience at a legitimate level. Like I said, no NFL defensive coordinator experience, but he did have one season as the DC at LSU. However, he was not retained for the following season. Then he goes and he becomes the defensive backs coach for Minnesota in 2022. And ever since 2023, he's been their defensive passing game coordinator. So there's the entire career history of Durante Jones. And like I said, he's worked with some really great coaches, Brian Flores being the most recent example. But among the others, Lou Anarumo, a familiar name for you Giants fans. He served as the cornerbacks coach under Anarumo in 2019, who was the defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals. Vance Joseph. Now, Vance Joseph is a big one here because not only are you going to look at Durante Jones as being somebody who is the right-hand man of Brian Flores, but you're going to look at him as somebody who was a protege of Vance Joseph. Vance Joseph actually did a lot of mentoring for Durante Jones. Jones considers Joseph a primary mentor throughout his career. The two of them met through Joseph's brother, Mickey, early in Jones's career. Vance Joseph, of course, if you guys don't know, is the defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos and their elite defense, going to the AFC Conference Championship game right now, in large part due to that great defense. They've been elite ever since Vance Joseph got there. Honestly, they were probably elite before he got there too. That defense has been good for a while. But Vance Joseph, a great defensive-minded coach, head coaching experience. I think you guys know who Vance Joseph is. So he provides no further introduction. But yes, if you're looking at Durante Jones, he's considered a kind of disciple of Vance Joseph. That's where his kind of schematics and mindset and coaching abilities really got crafted, was learning under Vance Joseph many years ago. He also worked with Mike Zimmer, another great defensive mind, in 2020 when he was with the Minnesota Vikings before, of course, going to LSU, then back to the Vikings to work as Brian Flores' right-hand man. He's helped Flores and has also mastered the aggressive blitz-heavy system with the disguised leverage to confuse quarterbacks that Brian Flores, of course, is so good at implementing. So here's some other key stats. During his coaching career, here are some of the key players that he has worked with. Of course, Byron Murphy Jr. was named a Pro Bowler in 2024 after he recorded career highs in tackles, interceptions, and passes defended last season, of course, with Durante Jones being the DB's coach and passing game coordinator over there. So he really helped develop Byron Murphy, as well as Cameron Bynum, who recorded 137 tackles in 2023, the most of any defensive back. He worked with Harrison Smith, a legendary safety of the Minnesota Vikings in 2022, Patrick Peterson in 2022 as well. He was a veteran at this point in his career, but he had 15 pass defenses that season and 5 interceptions in 2022. Mekhi Blackmon in 2023 as a rookie. He was the only rookie in the NFL to record at least 8 pass defenses. So one common denominator that I see here with Durante Jones and the DBs that he's coached me with during his time with the Minnesota Vikings, a lot of pass defenses, really good at playing the football and breaking things up here, which is definitely a selling point for a Giants team that has had a bunch of defensive backs get mossed constantly because they don't turn their head around and they don't play the ball well. So definitely a key point here. Again, reminder, he is working with Brian Flores, so Flores gets the majority of the credit for that defense, but this is Brian Flores' right-hand man. So if you're looking for a guy to take a shot on who's never been a DC before, Durante Jones easily among the top coordinator candidates. Now, let's go over a couple more of the players that he's worked with in the past before we discuss my opinion and take on him and where he stacks up with other DC candidates. LSU Tigers in 2021, like I said, he was a defensive coordinator that year. Derek Stingley Jr., sound familiar? Yeah, he's pretty good. He was an elite cornerback during his final season at LSU and then was selected 3rd overall into the 2022 NFL draft. Of course, we all know Derek Stingley's being one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL right now. And like I said, Durante Jones coached him for one season at LSU. When he was with the Bengals, he also coached Jesse Bates III as a DB's coach. Bates led the team with 9 pass defenses, recorded 100 tackles, and 3 interceptions. Going all the way back to 2017 when he was with the Miami Dolphins as an assistant DB's coach, Rashad Jones, that's an old name, probably a forgotten name for many fans who aren't Dolphins fans. He earned a Pro Bowl nod in 2017 working alongside Durante Jones. So there's the career history and background on some of the guys that he's coached, some of the guys that he's coached under. Like I said, his LSU tenure was not the best when he was the defensive coordinator. He had a very strong start to the season, but towards the end of the year, there were some miscommunication issues and a lot of high scores from the opponents that ultimately had him out of the job by the end of the year. But if you want to kind of get a take on what his defense could look like, where I think he stacks up with the New York Giants' other candidates, and whether or not he would be a good pick, I'm going to go ahead and dive into that now. But very quickly, guys, just one 80-second advertisement back right after this. Thank you to the sponsor of today's episode. You take care of your skin during the day, so why let your sleep mask ruin it overnight? That's where Manta Sleep comes into play. The Manta Silk Mask pairs total darkness with pure comfort. Made with 100% silk where it touches your skin, it's soft, breathable, and ideal for sensitive skin or anyone who values luxury. The adjustable eye cups block all light and alleviate pressure on your eyes so you sleep deeper without irritation. The Manta Silk Mask is soft and breathable, helping you relax your way into a good night's sleep. I know I need some help relaxing on Sundays after watching another Giants loss. Whether you sleep on your back or on your side, the mask is secure and comfortable, kind of like the Giants' pockets have been this season. This mask is built with durable materials, so you can wear it every night whether you're at home or on the go, or even on the couch after the Giants put you to sleep by halftime. Go check out the Manta Sleep website where you can find the Manta Silk Mask and the rest of their sleep masks and accessories. The Manta Silk Sleep Mask is a fully adjustable, ultra-comfortable sleep mask that delivers 100% blackout and breathable, side-sleeper-friendly design. It also has adjustable eye cups with zero pressure to give you a custom fit that stays in place and never presses on your eyes or lashes. So once again, go check out Manta Sleep and use my code FIRESIDE to unlock 10% of your purchase. That's code FIRESIDE for 10% off your purchase. Link is in the description below. So Durante Jones, what would his defense look like if the New York Giants did hire him? Well, it would look a lot different than it did last season under Shane Bowen, that's for sure. Shane Bowen's defense was kind of known to be very conservative. A lot of four-man pass rushes, a lot of off-man coverage. He played a lot of off-man coverage. Let's be very clear about that. It wasn't a ton of zone coverage. In fact, the New York Giants defense, I think, ranked top three in the NFL in man coverage rate with Shane Bowen. It was a lot of cover one with the cornerbacks playing 8 to 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. That is a great way to give up easy quick slants and drag routes and hitches, of course. And that's what happened to the New York Giants all season long. They would give up very easy completions, and those chunk plays would leave them into disadvantageous position and third and short, fourth and short, even second and short. And that's how teams kind of just ran the ball and got all over the New York Giants defense game in and game out. That was the Shane Bowen defense. What would the Durante Jones defense look like? Aggressive. It would look like the complete opposite. It would be a complete tonal shift here where you're talking about a guy who's worked under Vance Joseph, who's very aggressive, worked under Brian Flores, who's extremely aggressive, and worked under Mike Zimmer, also extremely aggressive. And these guys love to run multiple front schemes. So you're talking about 3-4, 4-3. They'll change up the way that the defensive line looks, the way that the linebackers are aligned, whether that's an even front, an odd front, whatever. They're going to change it all up and kind of keep the quarterback on his toes and just play that multiple front based on the advantages of each matchup. So that's the way that those guys coach in the trenches, at the very least, or in the front seven. And so you could expect, knowing where he's coached and who he's coached under, the schematic influence would kind of tell you Durante Jones would have a defense that's very aggressive, lots of blitzes, multiple front scheme, and very sophisticated coverages, because if there's one common denominator here between Brian Flores, Mike Zimmer, and Vance Joseph, they are really good at disguising their coverages, and they love to do it frequently. So if the Giants do hire Durante Jones, what would you expect? Probably a lot of those disguised coverage looks, multiple front looks on the defensive line and in the linebacker core, but also when you get to the secondary, maybe it looks like cover three, now all of a sudden it's cover two. Oh, it looks like cover two, it's actually quarters. Okay, so those are the kind of things that you can expect from a Brian Flores defense, right? Brian Flores will have you thinking that it's cover one and all of a sudden it's cover two, and you have no idea how it got there, but oh, also the nickel cornerback is blitzing and he's right in the quarterback's face. That's a Brian Flores defense. But also, Vance Joseph, Mike Zimmer, there's some traits to that. They have some traits of that in their schemes as well. So if you're kind of trying to figure out what Durante Jones' scheme would look like, I would just say ultra aggressive, lots of disguises, and definitely some blitzes to overwhelm quarterbacks. It would just be about attack, attack, attack all the time. Once again, the complete opposite of what the New York Giants defense was under Shane Bowen in 2024 and 2025, half of 2025 when he got fired by Mike Kafka. So I think that would be the best way to define it. Blitz-heavy scheme from Brian Flores is really what I would expect Durante Jones to kind of adapt the most, since he's worked under Brian Flores for, well, what is it, four seasons now. Yeah, since 2022, 23, 24, 25. Yeah, that's four seasons that he's worked under Brian Flores, working closely with him as a DB's coach for one season, but then becoming the defensive pass game coordinator. And this is the best pass defense in the NFL this past season. They held quarterbacks in check. They held wide receivers in check. So really just major credit to Durante Jones for scheming together such an incredible pass defense. But, you know, a lot of people give credit to Brian Flores for having such a great disguised coverage defense. Well, who's the defensive passing game coordinator? It's Durante Jones, his right-hand man. So he actually might be the guy behind all of the exquisite coverage looks and disguises that the Minnesota Vikings have been deploying under Brian Flores. Obviously, it's a collaborative effort, and of course, the play calling and the whole construction of it, you got to give credit to Brian Flores. But if you're talking specifically about passing game, defensive passing game coordination, the disguises and all of those things, Durante Jones, that's his job responsibility, so you got to give him major credit for pulling it off and putting together quite the disguised defensive look for the Minnesota Vikings over the last several years. Now, of course, like I said, with Mike Zimmer, things were a little bit different, but one of the things that he was really good at was the double A-gap pressure looks. This is something that when I spoke to my guy Lucci, if you guys don't know, Stanley McClover, he used to play in the NFL. He was a defensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers. He's also the brother of Brian Burns. So I was picking his brain one time, like, hey, what do you see schematically with the New York Giants that they should do better to stop the run? And he said they should plug the A-gap more. When they're running against, when they've got teams running against them, like the Detroit Lions, for example, obviously we know Jahmyr Gibbs went for nearly 300 yards, was it? 250 or something crazy like that. In that game, the Giants had their linebackers 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. So by the time that the running back is getting to the second level, the linebackers are not in position to make a play. That was one of the reasons why the Giants were struggling so badly to stop the run throughout the season under Shane Bowen. They weren't plugging the A-gap. Now, if you're going to play Mug, you're going to drop those linebackers into that gap, you can stop the run a lot better because, hey, as soon as the ball is snapped, those linebackers are meeting those offensive linemen and not allowing them to get to the second level. So that's just one example, but that's something that, again, I'm making that comparison. It was great insight from Stanley because he's actually played in the NFL, but also further developing it into how can the Giants be a better run defense team? Well, plug those A-gaps. And hey, Durante Jones worked under Mike Zimmer. One of the things he's known for, double A-gap blitzes. So, and plugging those A-gaps specifically to stop the run and to create interior pressure against the quarterback. So knowing that Durante Jones is a Brian Flores slash Vance Joseph slash Mike Zimmer disciple, that's a lot of great talent that he's learned under, and there's a lot of schematic overlap with all three of those defensive coordinators, and if he can pull the bits and pieces of those DCs to kind of make his own scheme, he's a really attractive defensive coordinator candidate. So I really like Durante Jones to kind of recap and wind down this episode and give you guys my opinion and take on it. He's played in a, he's coaching a 4-3 defense. He actually worked under Marvin Lewis long ago, Ed Orgeron, of course, with LSU, but also those multiple front defenses, like I mentioned, like Brian Flores plays a 3-4 that's very multiple. You can expect him to get very unique defensive looks to the quarterbacks, and you can also expect him to get very creative in the way that he schemes together his defense if Durante Jones does become a defensive coordinator. Now, I think it's also important to know this, guys, because not only is he a candidate for the Giants, but like I said, he had an in-person interview with the Dallas Cowboys. It sounds like Durante Jones is the leading man in the clubhouse, based on what I was reading, for that defensive coordinator job. So one way or another, it's good that you guys listen to this episode, because now you're familiar with him. Either he's going to become the DC for the Giants, maybe another team like the Packers, who he's interviewed with, the Jets. You know, there's going to be a few teams that are interested in Durante Jones. These are teams that you want to be familiar with regardless. So if he's the Giants defensive coordinator, now you know about him. If he ends up Dallas's defensive coordinator, well, now you know something about him too, because we're going to see Dallas twice a year. So important stuff anyway. And like I said, I really like Durante Jones. He's definitely a strong candidate in my opinion. However, to kind of play the pros and cons, he's never been a defensive coordinator before, so we don't know what his scheme would exactly look like, even though I'm projecting it in this episode. And he doesn't have that experience, and the Giants might want some experience, like with a guy who's Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator of the Dolphins that worked closely under John Harbaugh, or Jim Leonard, passing game coordinator for the Denver Broncos, but has some DC experience at the collegiate level as well. So there's a lot of great coordinator options for me right now. My two favorites are Jim Leonard and Anthony Weaver, but I would say Durante Jones is probably a strong third here, and I'm not sure if you can go wrong with any of these three. I think all three of them would be hirings that I would get excited about. Plus, knowing that John Harbaugh has such a track record of hiring such great defensive coordinators. Whoever he picks, I'm going to have trust that he's picking the right guy. I know most recently in Baltimore, Zach Orr was not a good pick. That didn't pan out, didn't work out at all for John Harbaugh. But nevertheless, I still do trust him to make the right hiring here. And I'm very curious about this first name, Durante Jones. And I'm very excited to see who else pops up on the list and who the Giants request to interview for their DC job. And hey, anybody else that they request to interview, expect to hear an update on it and a breakdown right here on Fireside Giants. So make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, ring the bell so don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants. Perfect.